Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
It's Louisville A&E on the Fringe, featuring conversations with the movers and shakers of Louisville's thriving arts community and hosted by a man with a passion for the peculiar, Danny O'Day.
This is our second show, and for our second show, we have a great guest. This gentleman has been in the Louisville arts and entertainment scene and drama and theater for so many years. His name's Mr. Ken Pyle, owner of the Rudyard Kipling. How you doing, Ken?
I'm good, yeah. We started in 67 on what? Bardstown Road is when Sheila and I started the Roundtable Theater at 1272 Bardstown Road, which is it was a series of storefronts. And anyway, we were there for 7 years. We went to the country, down to Berea for a while, and came back to old Louisville and started the Rudyard Kipling there in 1983 when we bought the property. So this is our 30th year of existence on Oak Street,
wow.
422 West Oak. Yeah.
And I guess you could probably be called back way back then. Were you a hippie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you had any sense, that's what you were doing back then, you know. Yeah. And I went over that with Sheila just the other day. It started out like the hipsters, right, you know,
right.
Which preceded hippies.
Right.
The people and the place there, Eddie Donaldson had the Shack, which became the Roundtable Theater, which became the Storefront Congregation, which became several things, and then they tore the whole block down in 78-79. They tore all the storefronts down that went over to Rosewood and ended on the, north or west side, ended there at the Mid-City Mall parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
But those were exciting times, a lot of fun.
You came out of the seminary, I believe.
Yeah. Oh. Graduated there in 66.
Baptist Cemetery?
Cemetery. Just about got buried there, yeah. So that was quite a phenomenon going from the seminary into the bar business, restaurant.
Similar.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
Somebody said I'd had perfect, I had perfect training in all the clinical work that I had done with folks, particularly Rikers Island, that it was good training for operating somewhere where you have alcohol beverage.
Right.
And it probably was.
It was.
But we had a great time there, and we've had a great time at the Rudd. And
mm-hmm. Now, 30 years at the Rudd.
Yeah.
And I remember, of course, I've been writing about entertainment and so forth in the Louisville Times, Courier Journal, and so forth for many, many years. And Leo, and all the way back, I guess 40 years of it. And so I see what's happened. But you were, I remember when there weren't any coffee houses, mm-hmm. there weren't any place really much to do things except your place.
Well, speaking of coffee houses, there at Bardstown in Grinstead was the Topaz before our time.
Right.
Yeah, Bob
yes.
Dink, whom I knew from social work. Stuff that I did also in the war on poverty. I was a mm-hmm. community organizer.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's similar other than the fact that we had booze, or beer anyway, on Bardstown Road.
Yeah, there was Gene Klingman, too, the Klingman brothers, also the clarinet player.
Uh-huh,
you know,
Now,
how did you get... Now, you have a very big emphasis on theater.
That's Sheila. Sheila was... in fact, the first time I even saw her before she had seen me, somebody had set up a blind date for us, a woman she taught with at Barrett Junior High School. And at any rate, so I got to go see her in Best Foot Forward. She had the lead in that out at U of L
mm-hmm.
in the theater there. And once I saw her, I said, yeah, I'll take a blind date with her. And so we did that, and then we've been together 47 years.
Wow.
So, and she's the one that got me into buying the Eddie's old place there.
Right.
The Shack.
Right. And he went on to 118 Washington.
He did. He went down and did several buildings down there way ahead of his time and got those things going down there so people could really feel like mm-hmm. they were hip and hiding out of, from the entire city of Louisville.
Right,
down
I remember one of the very first acting performances I did. I was in a play that Sheila wrote at the Rubber Kipling, at with the Guyland Witt Players.
Exactly,
I guess.
Good old Mark and Clint. Bless his soul.
Right.
He's no longer with us. Right. Clint Vaught.
Right.
Yeah. That was. I think we did it twice, and you were
right,
in that.
Right. Yeah, I forget what was the name of that. It was sort of about a bore or
potlatch.
Something.
Potlatch. Potlatch. Yeah.
Yeah. I did that. I have done just about everything in your place at one day. Even a play of mine was produced there.
Oh yeah.
My band's played there.
All right.
I've been in plays there, and everybody else too. I mean, it's you have collected all these wonderful, wonderful talents in Louisville and put them all together. It's quite a thing.
Well, we've opened our arms to people of pretty much anything they want to give a shot at that's legal. And so that's been the great thing about it is the friendships and relationships developed with the creative folks here in this town, which there's a multitude. And the fact that they had a place to go and experience being themselves or whatever it is they're trying to get forth and say in a public forum has been a critical point, I think, for the development of the arts in Louisville, particularly music and theater and those kinds of things. And it's just been a real joy to the people who do that, who make music, who write plays, who are in plays, just a heck of a lot of fun. Creative, bright people, just ready to take on whatever comes up.
And it seems like now, you predate all the New Lou business and the Bordstown Road and the Frankfurt. There wasn't much of anything when you first started,
except for
a little bit on Bordstown Road, I guess.
Right. And well, now there's so much out there that I guess the thing I was saying, I've been saying to Sheila and to other folks and our own family, the things that we wanted to see happen in Louisville, like the development of all the historic district other than Portland, it hasn't really got its due
yet. Yeah, well, that's a new,
it's coming. Yeah. I know. And it was so great that his name is escaping me, that went down into Market Street and threw a bunch of money in there. The Brown heirs and all the people that have money have invested in it.
Right.
Market Street looking great.
Right.
The Highlands and Bardstown Road. It used to be pretty tough out there. Actually, I had more serious incidents on Bardstown Road than I've had on Oak Street, which to some people that might sound a little strange, but it's true. With guns and knives.
No, you're talking about Gil Holland.
Gil Holland,
done so much. And he is now...
He's in Portland.
In Portland.
So I'm hoping everything goes that way. And, of course, the West End is still forgotten in too many ways that it needs... not just Portland, but all of the West End needs help.
The thing that has always amazed me about Louisville, though, you take towns like New Orleans and Nashville and so forth, and they get all this... press and everything, and we've got all this going on. Very similar town, and if you ever looked at the topography in the map of New Orleans and the French Quarter and so forth, it's almost exactly like Louisville. With only the river goes around that area, just like the Ohio River does. Only it's the Mississippi there, and so, but we've got it all without all the crime and everything.
We have all the crime.
No, so New Orleans has got all the crime.
Yeah.
Boy, I mean, it's a rough place.
I haven't been there in a long time. Yeah.
Of the many years that you've been doing this, what are some of your memories?
Well, I've been a member of the Cherokee Roundtable Writers Group, and it seems like the things that that stick out, unfortunately, I mean, there's all the good stuff. But the battles, when you really get afraid and have fear, and a lot of that is right here in this neighborhood off of Bardstown Road and so forth. But those are the things that really stick out, and I can really and it goes all the way back to Milby High School in Houston where I grew up. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are the things that when I express myself on those in writing, I like it. It moves people.
Mm-hmm.
They're touched by it. But also the last thing I read to them and wrote, in fact, I meant to bring a copy in, is the Community of Angels, which I consider angels being, like I said to someone, I guess it would have been 06 when one of many fundraisers that people have had for us to keep us in business, because it's like we're always on the edge.
Right,
you know?
And how many fundraisers have
you? Oh, God, I couldn't count them all.
Because they're always in the paper.
But anyway, this particular one, when a friend of mine that I knew from Bardstown Road and don't see him very often anyway, Tim Krekel was the headliner for this particular one. It's packed. Anyway, he handed me an envelope, and we were sitting there visiting. He said, I think you need to look at this. What's in the envelope? Well, it was a check for $15,000.
Wow.
You know, he's come back and done other things for us. Other people have too. But the thank you note that I wrote to him said, the angels I have seen are all in human form. And this community, when I first came to town in 63, going down 4th Street, I just hit town, and I didn't know where I was. Actually, I was on my way to Boston, but I ended up staying here and going to the seminary.
Where are you originally from?
Houston.
Houston.
Yeah, yeah. You can imagine why I wanted to get out of there to this great green place here.
Right.
But at any rate, it started there with somebody saying, hi, Tex. You know, because in those days we had the license plate had where you were from, the state that you but it's just been open arms and love and consideration and people going the second, third, and fourth mile to keep us alive, literally, in the last few years, keep us alive.
And how many different bands have started there? I know my band started
there. There's no telling. So many have come and gone. We've had so many good times. Mm-hmm. I was trying to think of probably hundreds, maybe in the thousands, you know, when you count Bardstown Road and the Rudd.
Right.
So,
well, do you still have the deal where, as if a new band forms, they can come in there and if they take the door and you do a divide that or something?
No, that's theirs.
Really?
Whatever,
I see. And then you just
do the food and drink. Way we've been since 67.
Wow.
Yeah.
So any band that thinks they're pretty good can get in contact with you.
They don't have to be that good.
Really?
I mean, you know, people have to start somewhere.
Right.
And we have a space and equipment to help them get their toe going.
Todd Hildreth, who is one of the greatest one of the greatest piano players in Louisville, jazz pianist in Louisville. I remember when he started there.
Yeah.
And he had that old spinet. Yeah. Sitting up against the wall, and he was playing, and Sandy Newman was in there, and she was looking at him, you know, and very, you know, just licking her lips. And so I got to have him. You know?
Yeah, Todd's a great one. Right. We've had so many great people come through there.
I remember when Sandy Newman was doing that jazz thing, I think one night Wynton Marsalis came in and said
he did. He did indeed, yeah. That was kind of interesting. There was a phone call, and Phyllis said, well, y'all have a jam going? And it was nearly midnight. We usually stopped at midnight. I said, yeah, but it's just about over. I said, a little bit more time. And he said, well, we were thinking about coming down there. Wynton wanted to come down there and play. And I said, well, I imagine they'd hang on for that. I'll ask them and I'll let you know. So I said something to Sandy Newman about it. Yeah, I think we'll hang on.
Right.
So they came in first, the band did, and kind of checked it out. And then about 20 minutes later, Wynton came in and sang to, I don't know, 4:30 in the morning, something like that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And he came back when U of L had him for their jazz session in February they do. And he was there for that, too. So that's probably about as big a name as we've ever had in there.
Yeah. I imagine you've had other people, though. You know, the one thing that really knocked me out about the place, and this was way back when I first started going in there with Mark and with Mark Reese, who, of course, is Pee Wee Reese's son, who had his own theater troupe there called the Guylen Witt Players, and I was a member of that.
Right.
And it was so hip to be, I mean, you felt like you were in a big city when you were there.
Right.
And this was long before there was anything going on anywhere else.
Right. Right, yeah. So it's, you know, the thing is when you're doing stuff that people enjoy and they get to express themselves, they'll find other places closer to home to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, like right. the Bardstown. We have the Bardstown now.
Right. Yeah,
Bardstown
the
Road.
Right.
The Bard, yeah.
The Bard, yeah.
Yeah.
So what is your what are you doing now? Are you doing anything any different or is your
Not really. I mean, Jerry Tolson was there yesterday.
Yes,
the Jazz Society.
Yeah, right,
had their
yeah.
thing there yesterday.
Yeah.
On Sunday. Mm-hmm. They do that usually once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, the main thing is that I'm not there 24 hours a day. I mean, I've had right. to slow it down because my body has slowed down.
Right.
But we promise Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And then other days for special events, which seems like there's a lot of those go on too. But
right.
fortunately, I don't have to be there for all of that
right.
anymore. And we don't do lunch anymore. We, you know, it used to be a 2 or 3 hours sleep every night for many
right.
years.
Right.
I got over that.
Right.
I need my 8 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
So, of all the things that you've done there, what do you think were some of the more special things?
You know, it's funny. I consider myself the trash man. And like yesterday.
Trash man why?
Well, real trash. I mean, I started that on Bardstown Road working with the school children, throwing their paper down and everything on Longest Avenue where we live just a block from the Rudd at 2118 Longest. Anyway, just picking up trash, I really get into it. I've always felt good about it. If you pick it up walking somewhere and then you come back and it's clean and pretty. I spent, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes yesterday cleaning up Oak Street between 4th and Garvin Place.
Mm-hmm.
But I consider that one of the big contributions I've made wherever I've been, wherever I go. I'm picking up trash, and it's been great because
that's not metaphorical, is it? I mean, as far as with
it's not metaphorical.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not talking about humans.
You're right. Yeah, you're talking about real trash.
Although there's been many incidents that stick in my memory that I could share with you, but about working with folks that might not have it all together.
Right.
You know,
there are a lot of people out there in Lily White, the east end of Louisville. Who would just couldn't possibly imagine themselves walking down to 4th and Oak.
Right.
Because,
right.
I mean, they would think there's all kinds of scary things down there. They're just going to get raped and ravaged and all sorts of things. Right?
Yeah. And I haven't seen any of that going on. But, you know, there's people that's going to ask you for a quarter. I mean, same guy. He looks like, what did the woman say that one day? It's a young woman. It scared her to death. One of the big names. I can't think of his name right now. He does. And I said, what do you mean he looks like so-and-so? And then finally, a few days later, I saw this guy who's probably in his 60s. And he bummed off of me night before last. You know, mm-hmm. I said, man, you know we're not in all that around here. Go on, man.
Right.
And he did. I said, my guy over there is supposed to keep you from coming over here and asking people for money. And then I just let the security guy go that stays out front across the way. Anyway, yeah.
Well, all the characters, though, that have accumulated around there, Harold Mayer was talking about Burl last week. You know, Burl Farnsley, is he still come around?
Still does. I've had to ask him not to come on the property, and I've loved Burl for a long time,
mm-hmm.
but he's got to where he just does stuff that's not permissible,
right.
and too many times, and we've had it, you know,
right.
Mm-hmm. With it, but still love him.
Right.
Yeah.
So many names. Can you just think of some of the names that have been in that place over the years?
You mean at the Rudyard?
Yeah, actors. Yeah, and
actors. Oh Lord! Well, I guess going back to Bardstown Road, I thought of his name, Ken Jenkins, and his he had a menage a trois with the niece of Katharine Hepburn, and they did some stuff. Back in the 60s and 70s when they were at Actors Theater.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun. Other than that, as far as big names in theater, right.
Are you still doing theater there?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We've got something.
Anything coming up?
Well, Coffee Cup Theater is doing the War of the Worlds, which is a one-man show, a radio show. They're going to be doing that in October.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got something scheduled in November also.
Let's see.
Yeah. Actually, you know, right now we've got a we've got Soul Center does a Sunday thing. They're on Sundays. They actually preach and do a singing, and they get down pretty nice.
Yeah, what is this Soul Center?
Well, it's like a church, but they're more interested. They wanted to be in Old Louisville, so they're leasing. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
For the most part, great. Yeah. And you get to stand up, sing, and boogie, and and the preacher Jamel Armstrong is excellent.
You got a Hammond organ there going?
No, they don't. They record the music. I see. And yeah. But there have been some Hammond organs in there.
Oh yeah,
In the old when we had the blues, the blues on Tuesday, Blues Day Tuesday. That was a lot of fun.
Right.
And
right.
Normally, what we do, we pick up the things that nobody else is doing,
mm-hmm.
And then it spreads. You know, like it ended up with four or five. Well, I guess the first one was like the Irish thing that we had going, and ended up being what, 8 or 9, 10 Irish bars and music. So
yeah,
we
that
gave
was before
that up.
You predate all the Irish.
Yeah, it was 85 and 86.
Amazing.
Yeah, and then the blues thing we started in 86, and then there became a lot of blues bars and so if you just fill a vacuum, I guess is the key in Louisville, because somebody's going to fill it with something. Yeah.
Well, that is amazing that you predate all of these things.
And we're old. We've been around a while.
And the poets. How many poets have you had there?
Oh, man.
How many times has Ron Whitehead
Paul Moffitt and the Louisville Songwriters things was early on with all that.
Are they still doing that, aren't they?
I'm not sure. Paul still does the newsletter about everything going on with still cooking.
And what about the poets like that? How many times has Ron Whitehead put things on?
He's got something coming up in September.
Right.
Yeah.
And one of the more unusual things he did when he and Sarah divorced, they had a special show.
Yeah.
Right? About on their divorce.
He sure did, yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, if you just let people be who they are, you'll learn a lot about humanity and the love people can have regardless of what's going on in the past.
Right.
And I think that's the key to it. The power and energy of love is really what keeps me alive keeps me alive in there.
Right.
When you get it, then you can share it and give it to somebody else that, like particularly on Oak Street, there's plenty that needs some love.
So you went from the Baptist seminary.
Yeah.
To the bars,
yeah.
To back to being, I mean, you might as well have stayed in the seminary because of what you're doing, right?
Yeah, and there's been an article written about us, a woman who lived in the neighborhood of 2nd Street, and it was in the Christian Century. It didn't get into all the bad stuff we'd done. It was only about the good stuff, but she showed how she got the message that we were doing more than serving food and drink, and... And, you know, if you didn't have that going on, it'd be boring.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, that's just a terrific thing. Well, I want to thank you.
Rhonda Lee is her name.
Yeah, I want to thank you so much for joining me because,
my pleasure.
You know, this Louisville Arts and Entertainment on the Fringe, and the Fringe, of course, is...
it's a good place to be.
Yeah, right.
I'd rather be there. It's like now we're over in New Albany, and there, everywhere we've lived, even on the longest, it's like there were robberies and stuff going on there.
Right.
And then we moved to Old Louisville, and again, there was 10 buildings on our block, 1300 block at first, that were vacant. Now where we are in New Albany, we've been there 15 years. It's tough in there.
Yeah. Well, you would consider yourself counterculture, though, I'm sure, wouldn't you?
Very definitely.
Yeah, and of course, the fringe is the new word for the counterculture. You know, there's always, but you're definitely a counterculture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we like that.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Sure.
Be something that you are that somebody else isn't doing.
And you're a hotbed of imagination.
Well, I don't know about it might have been one time. Sheila's brilliant, and I can't leave out my partner because without her, a whole lot of what we've done would never have happened. And we've had a lot of fun together doing it.
And your son Andy's an actor, right?
He is indeed, and he's like a lot of actors. He does construction work, and then he's a reader at the printing house for the blind now, which is a little more down his line. Yeah,
right.
And the great thing about him, he's got four sons, that are live next door to us. So we got
Do you have any other children? Or
Megan, our daughter, lives in Berea, but she's coming and comes down and takes care of us and helps us out. And then Ted Harlan teaches people how to build guitars and mandolins, and he has his own business. And so we were really blessed with the creative people in our lives.
Well, if you think about all the contributions you've all made to this city, though, as far as arts and entertainment go, I mean, it's just fantastic.
Picked up a lot of trash.
I want to thank you so much for being on Daniel Day's Arts and Entertainment on the Fringe, Mr. Ken Paul. Thank you.
We love Louisville.
Oh, I know you do. Okay.
You're walking along the street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone.